It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Here, hour three. It's been a very rapidly moving show. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Talking NCAA tournament. That's what we've got right now, everybody. Football will make its triumphant return. Now, look, if you've got something you want to get into football wise, you could dial me up. I don't know that I'm going to be instigating myself much football talk this hour, which is rare. We give you that every day of every show. That will always be the case. But right now, the hoop part of it is out in front. Just for the limited moment, okay? Jeff, too. Tweets. We were talking about various things. We were going back in history, 1975. John Wooden won his last natty in 75. And he announced his retirement during the Final Four. 75. And I remember that Kentucky game back then. I remember that game vividly back then. 1975. So anyways, Jeff, too, tweets, Wooden won 11 natties. He won one as a player at Purdue. Yeah, John Wooden went to Purdue. That happened in 1932. Then he won 10 as a coach at UCLA. He says, however, the most ridiculous stat that will never be replicated is this. UCLA went from January 23rd of 71 to January 19th of 74 without losing a game that was 88 consecutive. Yes, and you know who beat them? Notre Dame. Yeah, Notre Dame ended the streak. I remember that as a kid. I remember being in the car, and it was the day after. I didn't know that game was being played the night before, because this was mid-70s. As a kid, I'm in the car, radio is on, and in the news, it was a news block of some sort. They were talking about, well, they mention the item that UCLA's 88-game winning streak was snapped by the Fighting Irish. You know what's interesting? Bud Wilkinson's, what was that at Oklahoma? Was that 56 games? That was snapped by the Irish, too, in football. If we're just playing little trivia games here, which I'm not a big trivia game guy, but just saying, isn't that kind of ironic? For all of you Irish haters out there, isn't that somewhat ironic? I think so. So I put it up on Twitter earlier, just so we get caught up here. And it's like this. We've got four SEC teams in. Four SEC teams. Is it five Big Ten teams or five ACC teams in? I know there's a league that's got five. Is that the Big Ten? I think it is. Somebody bean count me on that. Michigan, Michigan State, Purdue. Who am I leaving out? Oh, those are the ones I can think of. But in the name of the league, how many of you are pulling? Because not many people in the South like Duke or North Carolina. I'm talking about in the football South. When it comes to basketball, they don't like Duke or North Carolina. A lot of them don't. Too uppity, too snobby, too privileged. I hate that word too, but I used it. I just used a word that I cannot stand. Anyways, who's pulling for North Carolina over Auburn because you don't like Auburn? Like Alabama fans obviously don't like Auburn. So I know the Alabama fans that I hear from, they are so passionate about their team, Bama, that they can't possibly pull for Auburn. And it doesn't really help the league. I mean, some think it does. It doesn't. I mean, if Auburn, let me ask you this. If Auburn keeps winning, if they upset North Carolina, how does that help Vanderbilt? How does that bring Vandy up? Does some recruit go, you know what, let me think this out. I'm making a decision on a team. Vanderbilt's one of them. And Auburn did really well. So if I go to Vandy, I'm in the same league where maybe I get to play Auburn some. And it brings the league up, and it helps me too. See, nobody thinks like that. So Auburn continuing to win doesn't – I mean, it helps the league having another team that's good, but it doesn't help you as an individual team. Now, Kentucky winning, that's different because they carry the weight of the league historically. That's different. But Alabama fans this morning have pretty much told me, Bill, I'm not pulling for Auburn. In the name of, air quotes, the league. I'm not doing it, Bill. There's some things, Bill, I may do. I'm not pulling for Auburn in the name of the league. I doubt Alabama fans are pulling for Tennessee either, for that matter. In the name of the league. No, Alabama fans do not pull for Tennessee. They do not like Tennessee, and the feeling's mutual now. I mean, Tennessee's, I don't know how many Tennessee fans were pulling for Clemson in the name of, well, I don't like Alabama. I detest Alabama. And number two, Clemson wears orange. Clemson's got a color of orange on. So that's closer to home anyways. Or you can hate Clemson because they're coming to East Tennessee and stealing your ball players. Like T. Higgins. Jeff, 2 points out here. Oklahoma's win streak in football is 47 games. What did I say, 58, 56? It's 47. 47 games. And the Fighting Irish snapped that win streak, too, if you're keeping tabs at home. If you're anti-Irish, that's something you probably didn't want to hear. But it's true. It is true. Richard on Twitter says, Bill, you're probably correct. They don't understand the difference between a game and real life. And he's talking about pulling for the league. In the name of the league, I'm pulling. I would say, now let's take this outside a little bit. And we've already had some Michigan stuff going on this morning on the show. Michigan fans are happy. Coach Beilein's winning again. Coach Beilein wins a lot. And they're advancing here. Michigan and Michigan State, I would dare say, are not pulling for the other one. and the name of, air quotes, the league. They're just not. Buckeye fans are not pulling for Michigan in the name of, well, it's the league, we all stand as one. That ain't happening. I don't think Buckeye fans have much disdain in general for Michigan State, comparatively speaking, as they do Michigan. So I don't know. Maybe they're perhaps indifferent about the Michigan State game. Now, I'm wondering, Duke and North Carolina, both very hateable basketball programs, right? Very hateable. And both very, very good. Let me give them credit where it's due. Both excellent. And they're located, 7 miles apart, whatever it is. Very close to each other. Like here locally, Lipscomb and Belmont. But certainly on a bigger level, obviously. But do they pull for the other one when it comes to the NCAA tournament? I wouldn't think so. I would not venture that one's pulling for the other. I don't think so. So it's going to be interesting. Real, real chalky. And I'll pull up some of the data from the chalk here in a little bit on the show. But the tournament so far, very, very chalky. I got to say this, too. Let's go back to the Tennessee game, everybody. In overtime, Admiral Schofield didn't play. Now, he had 4 fouls, but, I mean, you got to get him back in, right? He did not play the whole time. Now, they're saying that Admiral Schofield volunteered not to play, saying that Alexander needed the time. I don't get that. Look, Tennessee pulled the game out, so I'm not trying to make this into some huge scandal. But that doesn't make a lot of sense. Admiral Schofield is, at times, your best player. Now, I know Grant Williams gets all the pub, and he's the back-to-back league player of the year. And he's a hell of a player. But there are times when Admiral Schofield is the best player on that team. There are times when Jordan Bone is the best player on that team. Grant Williams as well, obviously. He gets the notoriety of that. But how are you better off with Admiral Schofield not in the game? And he volunteered, said, hey, leave Alexander in. I don't get that. If you're coaching, do you leave one of your very best players who can make plays better than almost anybody on your team? Do you leave him out of the lineup? I don't get that. Didn't matter. They won. Grant Williams took over in overtime. That's not my point. It just doesn't seem to add up to me. 888-702-5494. Kentucky is a 2.5-point favorite over Houston. Tennessee, a 1-point favorite over Purdue, is what it's looking like right now. Duke favored by 7.5 over Virginia Tech. Sparty favored by 6 over LSU. North Carolina favored by 5 over Auburn. Michigan favored by 2 over Texas Tech. Virginia by 8 over the Ducks. Florida State is getting 6.5 versus the Zags. So there you have it. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs. That's Primo Seats. Use the name Bill is King. Put that name in the promo code box. That will get you about 5% off. So your scheduling, your championship game stuff, whatever it might be, your tournament stuff, wherever you're going to watch the tournament, or the NBA or the NHL, Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. And remember, this includes concerts. So it's all springy out there now. We're well into March, approaching April. Weather is turning in a fantastic direction for most of us. Get your tickets at Primo Seats. Get to those concerts and get the best prices by going to PrimoSeats.com. Let's get the first break here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Wrecks with injuries on Donaldson Pike at the 40 East on-ramp and on Briley and Hermitage going southbound at the I-40 exit toward the airport. I-24 has wrecks between Briley and the 440 Parkway and between White's Creek and Old Hickory Boulevard. Also watch for a wreck on 440 eastbound at the I-65 ramp. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. Check them out at ICUSecurityInc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman Alligator Oil. Cayman oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman oil can help you say, see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say, see you later, alligator, with Cayman Alligator Oil at mycayman.com. That's my, C-A-I-M-O-N.com. mycayman.com.
I love my community. And as a doting dad,
Daddy's home.
A devoted son.
There you are, Joe.
And a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
This is my... Did you just fall out of your chair? Are you okay? You're sweating on your forehead.
I'm back now. All right, that's good. Well, I'm trying to plug my computer in underneath there, and then
you fell out of the chair.
Yeah. It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Bi-State Forecast.
Your exclusive national sports radio, WNSR Skyscan Forecast. Well, this morning, a cloudy sky, clouds and showers today, the high 64. Stray shower this evening, clearing later tonight, low 38. Tuesday, sunny, high 58. Sunny Wednesday, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Omni Nashville Hotel. That is correct, sir. Omni Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494. If you'd like to check in. If you want to get on Twitter, at Bill is King. Bill is King on Twitter. So what all did you witness over the weekend in these games? I thought that LSU-Maryland game was very good. Waters making a play at the end for LSU. LSU is so athletically gifted. They won't win it all, but they're as good a collection of athletes as there is in college basketball right now. Kentucky pulled that game out against Wofford without P.J. Washington. He's got that ankle. That's been a problem. You are heading. Now, if they get past Houston, they get North Carolina. And you literally have a week to get him healed. I don't know if that's doable. I don't know where he is in his progression. I don't have any faith Kentucky can get by North Carolina if they get by Houston without P.J. Washington. And you got to remember, even if he's back, how healthy is he? If he's back, does that mean all the way back? We don't know. And again, I'm hoping that North Carolina isn't even there. I'm hoping it's Auburn because I like Bruce and I like Auburn. And I'm pulling for Bruce. But I don't think they advance past North Carolina. I don't see it happening. Tennessee giving up a 25-point lead to win it, though. They won it, but they gave up all of their 25-point lead. They gave it all up, okay? Every bit of it. And pulled it out in overtime. Grant Williams pulled it out. Let me put it that way. Yeah, Grant Williams pulled it out in overtime. That's what happened. But the Vols win. And they advance. They get to the Sweet 16. Rick Barnes has done a hell of a job there. Cosby Cattleman can call him regular season Rick all he wants, and that's really funny. It is. But Rick Barnes done a good job. And they've got a decent path to the Final Four. Tennessee does. They've got a very decent path all the way to the Final Four. And if that is indeed the end game, if they get there, they will have accomplished something they've never accomplished before. They've been to the Elite Eight. They've never been to the Final Four. This is a group that looks like they can do it. Looks like they're good enough. They have playmakers at all types of positions. They can go Jordan Bone. They can go with Bowden. I mean, obviously you've got Grant Williams. You've got Admiral Schofield. Again, they can put the ball in the hole from a whole bunch of different positions. Tennessee can. And here's the other thing. These guys make clutch shots too. When it's down the stretch and things are tight and you need to make a play, then they have been able to do it. They've been doing it all year. So I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the Vols. I know many of you like the Vols. Many of you don't like the Vols. I'm impressed. The Seminoles, yeah. Jim down in West Palm says, talk about the Noles. Noles are continuing to win. Noles are impressive. Yeah, they beat Murray State with Ja Morant handily. And I'll tell you what, let me say this. The Florida State team, led by Leonard Hamilton, but the players, have not been more classier than they are. They have been fantastic. Their teammate, Phil Kofer, the son of Mike Kofer, is obviously struggling right now. He lost his dad, Mike Kofer, former Vol football player. One of the best Vol football players ever. He's on that list, Mike Kofer. And he passed away a couple days ago. Matter of fact, Phil Kofer, who's nursing an injury, found out after Florida State basketball game that dad Mike had passed away. And that's got to be tough. He's down there at Florida State. They're having a good basketball season. He's been a very good player for them. And his teammates, just reading this stuff on Twitter and some of the audio clips too, have been so supportive of him. Very supportive of him. It's been amazing to watch. They started a GoFundMe. They're raising money to help the family as well. Yeah, Mike Kofer, I don't know how many of you can take yourselves back to this, but when Mike Kofer was there at Tennessee, there was a Mike Kofer on defense, and there was a tight end, Mike Kofer. You had two Mike Kofers on Tennessee's team. The one on offense, the tight end, Mike Go Kofer, on offense, Go. Mike Go Kofer, and on defense, it was Mike Stop Kofer. So it's stop and go. Mike Cofer. How many of you Vols remember that? Many of you listening right now will say, Bill, I don't remember that. I'm just telling you, there were two Mike Cofers. I think the other Mike Cofer was from Georgia, if I'm remembering correctly. The late Mike Cofer was from Knoxville, went to Rule High School, R-U-L-E, and was a good player. Chip says, hey, Bill, roll heels, roll. Chip's an Alabama fan. He is not pulling for Bruce. Bruce doing well does not help Alabama at all. He's pulling for Bruce. I understand. I totally get it. 888-702-5494. Vandy needs a coach. Alabama needs a coach. I'm thinking LSU needs a coach. Among others. Joe, who's a big Vandy fan, who knows Vandy, says he thinks Johnny Dawkins is in the running. Steve Prom seems to be a key target for Alabama. I don't know if LSU is to the point where they're even looking yet. Because they're still playing, and I'm sure they're still trying to vet through the Will Wade thing. Thing about Will Wade, though, is he's not cooperating. He won't talk to them. He will not meet with them. So, I don't know what else they're supposed to do. And Joe Oliva now. Joe Oliva, the AD down there, is not a very likable guy. But, I mean, if you're Oliva and your coach won't talk to you, I'm assuming they won't fire Will Wade right now because they don't want to disrupt the team or the season or anything. Even though he's not with the team right now, they don't want to mess up with some huge press conference the momentum the basketball team seems to have right now. I'm assuming that's what they're doing. I don't know that. To me, that would be like PR 101, right? That's what I'm assuming they're in the process of considering right now. Okay, let's get the bottom of the hour here. We're coming right back. Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Wrecks with injuries on Donelson Pike at the 40 East on-ramp and on Briley and Hermitage going southbound toward the airport. A crash on 65 South is slowing down traffic toward Trinity. We're also seeing crashes on 2nd and Korean Vets and on Shelby at South 4th Street. Mayfest at Obergatlinburg, a traditional German celebration of spring. Dance around the Maypole May 17th through 25th. Log on to Obergatlinburg.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse House in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
Now
knowledge is power in dealing with Alzheimer's disease. On Tuesday, April 23rd, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's Educating America Tour stops in Nashville. The Alzheimer's Educational Conference will provide information about brain health, caregiving, support services, and more. Pre-memory screenings will also be offered at the conference, which takes place from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Country Music Hall of Fame, 225 Fifth Avenue South. To learn more or register for the free Alzheimer's Educational Program, call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484 or visit alzfdn.org.
Middle Tennessee. Grab your tickets to the Western Conference rivalry between the Grizzlies and the Thunder Monday at 7 p.m. It's time to get Memphis and grab your tickets by calling 901-888-HOOP. Then, Grizz Nation. Pick up the best seats at the best prices to see the Lakers, Warriors, and more with Grizzlies 2019-2020 season tickets. Plus, place your deposit now and perk up with free tickets to all remaining home games this season. Tickets start at just $9 a game. Call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today. Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
That is correct. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Talking a lot of basketball today on the show. Watching a lot of basketball over the weekend. And I enjoyed it. Now, has it been real eventful down the stretch? Well, the Auburn second game wasn't. The New Mexico State game was. Tennessee's Iowa game was interesting because it went to overtime. Tennessee had a huge lead, 25-point lead. And ended up in overtime with Iowa. Won it. What other game? I would say, would you call the Duke and UCF game probably the most eventful one so far? Or which other ones would you point to? Yeah, Duke and UCF with Taco Fall. Have you seen him? He's all a 7'6". He's a foot taller than Zion Williamson, in essence. Now, he's not as good as Zion Williamson. I'm not saying that. But he's a foot taller. And he can just stand there. Literally, he can just stand there and block shots. He doesn't have to. And they fouled him out, of course. Duke got him fouled out late because it's Duke. What else are you supposed to do? Facilitate Duke. And facilitate North Carolina. That's what you're supposed to do. Happens every time. Just saying. North Carolina won easily. I was saying this earlier to you folks. I was under some hallucinogenic something that had me thinking that Washington had a chance against North Carolina. Obviously, I was not thinking clearly there. You know what I think it was? I think it was me hoping and wishing and somehow mentally whipping myself up into a line of thinking that had me, hey, you Dubs got a shot in this thing. It wasn't even close. I mean, it wasn't. I don't even know that it was competitive. I guess at some moments it was, but really wasn't. North Carolina could have named the difference. The spread in that game was 11.5. I looked at it before tip-off. It was around 11.5, and they won by, 23, 25, whatever it was. They dominated them. Yeah, whatever it turned out to be, it was totally dominant. North Carolina just kicking that tail all over the place. I pulled it up a little earlier on Twitter. If you are an Alabama fan or an SEC fan, is there any way you could pull for Auburn in basketball, considering Bruce Pearl? They're about to play North Carolina. See, what I'm trying to get you to do here is pick the lesser of evils. I know that you don't like Auburn if you're a Bama fan, or Georgia fans have spoken up some this morning too. I know where your allegiances are, and I know who you don't like. That's very clear. You make that very, very clear to us. But do you pull for Auburn over, let's say, North Carolina? If you're an SEC fan, for example, I'll say this. I don't know of any circumstance where a Kentucky fan would pull for Duke. If it's Duke, North Carolina, I would assume Kentucky fans would pull for North Carolina. If it's Duke against ISIS, I'm assuming Kentucky fans pull for ISIS. There's just no way. There's too much hate, which goes back to the Christian Laettner chest stomp. I'm just saying. And the game that they lost in heartbreaking fashion. Best game ever played, in my opinion. 614 Rob says, so what I'm hearing here is that those who chant SEC are the losers of the conference. Well, that's, hey, 614 Rob, that's a decent point. If you're chanting SEC, 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 does that mean you are part of one of those teams that needs the league to bring you up because your team's not self-serving enough? Your team isn't getting it done enough. That's a very good point there. I hadn't even thought about that angle. SEC, SEC. I'm just saying. Here's another one now. I thought Oklahoma had a shot against Virginia. That obviously wasn't the case. Those are two right there from the weekend. That obviously was not happening. Virginia saw to that. Virginia wasn't going to have any part of that. I thought they had a shot. I thought Washington had a shot. I thought Oklahoma had a shot. Now, Oklahoma beat Ole Miss by, what, 40 or something like that? Beat them unmercifully. So I thought, not that beating Ole Miss and they did get to the tournament. Let's give them their due, but not that beating them qualifies you for supremacy, but I thought that performance was impressive enough to where they would have a chance against Virginia, and they didn't. I really thought so. I really did. What else did you see this weekend? Yeah, the Duke-UCF game was very frustrating. UCF had a chance. When they were going to, when they were on the fast break and they're up four, they've got the ball with a minute and change left, whatever the time was, why are you trying an alley-oop dunk right there? And I know the people on set there at CBS debated this, and some said, no, that's okay to try. No, the possession of the ball right there in that moment is more important than more points. You've got the ball. Duke is going to be in desperation mode. And they missed the alley-oop dunk, so it didn't even work. It was a terrible risk. You do not try that play in that moment. Now, I know what they were thinking. We're up four. We're all excited. We're going to win this game. How about an explanation point play here down the stretch? How about that? To get everybody jacked up and excited. So I could see why in the moment your energy would be flowing and you'd want to make a profound moment there. You're dunking on somebody, right? That's what you're excited about. But not a good idea. So many things that Johnny Dawkins, who is being mentioned, I don't know if Vanderbilt folks inside McGugan are mentioning this, but Vanderbilt fans are saying to me that they're hearing that Johnny Dawkins is one of the candidates for the job at Vandy. You got to remember, Johnny Dawkins was at Stanford. That didn't go down so well. They look good here in the tournament for UCF, I'll give you that, but that one did not go so well. Just Just saying there, everybody. 888-702-5494. And on Twitter, at Villas King, if you do want to check in. A lot to talk about. You see this vine, when we used to have vines? It's a picture of Taco Fall and a high school game against a kid who looks like he's, 6'7", about 400 pounds. A huge kid. Again, a kid about 6'7". And very big. I mean, looks like a big football guy. But, I mean, he looks like he's well over 300 pounds. Looks like he's 400 pounds. Have you seen that? It's a fantastic vine, if you will. And Taco Fall is 7'6". Yeah, he's all of that. He's 7'6". For UCF. And he played pretty well in that game.
Yesterday.
Against Duke. Now, he's not real mobile. I don't know that you can be mobile when you're that tall. But look pretty good. All right, here's what we need to do. Let's get one more break while we can. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Rex on 440 eastbound at the I-65 ramp and at the I-24 entrance between Briley and 440. Crashes on 2nd and Korean Vets Boulevard, as well as on Shelby at South 4th Street. I-65 south slowed down by a wreck at West Trinity Lane. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Every carpet has spills and accidents, but with the Home Depot, you can make your carpet life-proof. Because life-proof carpet is stain-resistant, odor-resistant, and comes with pet-proof technology woven in. And right now, you can get it with free installation, but you can only get it at the Home Depot. Today is the day for doing, with worry-free carpet and free installation. Life-proof carpet, exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
"Everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events."
Now is the time when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Head to Vistaprint.com, and you can customize 500 cards starting at just $9.99. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to own the now. So head to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 2525 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2525.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls. Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and G410 plus driver, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Brad Keselowski dominated Martinsville for his second career win there and second win of the season, as that series is heading to Texas Motor Speedway this coming weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Be sure to like us at facebook.com/thefinallap as well. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. Well, this morning, a cloudy sky, clouds and showers today, the high 64. Stray shower this evening, clearing later tonight, low 38. Tuesday, sunny, high 58. Sunny Wednesday, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Nashville Hotel. Hope you're having a good start to your week. Monday edition. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. On Tuesday, we do guest it up. Yeah, we change it up a little bit on Tuesday. We do add guests. We have with us coming up on Tuesday, Gator Dave. Gators eliminated by Michigan. Yeah, we'll talk about that in here in a second. Gator Dave will be with us. Charles Arbuckle, and I've got a confirmed buck today. Charles Arbuckle should be with us tomorrow out there in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Tempe. And we also have Griff checking in with us tomorrow. Griff, full-time Georgia spring football right now. That is what Griff is doing. So Griff will be with us on Tuesday. Yeah, Michigan and Florida. Michigan and Florida play football against each other from time to time, as you know. Yeah. And the most recent football game was fairly one-sided in the direction of the Gators. Dan Mullen against Jim Harbaugh. Basketball, not the case. And look, I think Mike White actually got a lot out of this team this season. It wasn't a season where the Gators were overly happy. There was some critique there. But getting into the second round of the NCAA tournament and played well in the SEC tournament. Remember, it got beat by Auburn. It was a close game. So I think they had a good year. But, yeah, Michigan, Coach John Beilein not letting that happen. Michigan beat them. It's interesting, the Florida and Michigan thing rearing up again on us a little bit. Tennessee pulling out their game. Up 25, ends up in overtime. They're up 25 in the first half. The game goes to overtime. All I could think of was this show when that was going on and the Cosby Cattleman calling in and what he would be saying about regular season Rick if Tennessee indeed did lose that game. Up 25 and you lose the game. My mind was spinning. I had so many thoughts. And a few of you sent me DMs. Bill, what do you think the Cosby Cattleman's going to say? I was thinking about that more than the actual outcome of the game. I'm not kidding. Oh, God. Slava says, Bill, John Beilein, union leader turned politician, getting it done. dude is such a damn good coach. Remember him at West Virginia? Remember, was it Kevin Pitsnoggle? Remember that? Remember Beilein at West by God, Virginia? I do. That guy's been a winner everywhere he's been. And now he's had it for years now. Now he has the big block M, the Michigan insignia that he can sell. And, you know, he gets good players, but he's not Johnny Five-Star like Duke and Kentucky and North Carolina. Yeah, he gets fantastic players that fit into what he's trying to do. But he's not Mr. Johnny Five-Star guy, one-and-done guy, typically now, like Duke is and like Kentucky has been, right? He just wins with them. I'm just saying. Who else impressed you? I tell you, and this, it pains me to say this, because I do not want to admit this, but it's true. Best team I saw all weekend. If I had to pick the champion based on this past weekend, only taking into account this past weekend, it would be North Carolina, which, again, I do not want to say. I am going against everything I believe by saying that because I do not want North Carolina to win. But they look like the best team. I think they're better than Duke with Zion Williamson. Now, I'm not saying they have an individual better than Zion Williamson. But I'm saying I think North Carolina is better than Duke. I know the most recent matchup they lost, and that was the ACC tournament, and that was a one-point game. The other two, North Carolina won handily, but Zion Williamson didn't play. Well, he only played the very beginning of the first one, and then he had the blowout, remember? And then he didn't play the second one. So you do have to take that into account, for sure. What is this? I'm not trying to. Anyways, I was on Bet Online and I was something came up there. But let me refresh these numbers to see if anything's changed. I still got Tennessee minus one in the Purdue game. That's the very latest. Florida State, the Noles getting 6.5 against the Zags, plus 6.5. Noles getting almost a touchdown. Oregon and Virginia, Virginia minus 8. Texas Tech, Michigan, Michigan minus 2. So those numbers are pretty steady this morning. LSU getting 6 against Sparty. Duke minus 7.5 against Buzz Williams. Kentucky minus 2.5 Houston. North Carolina minus 4.5 Auburn. So there you have it. There are your spreads. North Carolina minus 4.5. Anyways, and I haven't taken a look at, is any of you actively following or betting the NIT? I haven't. I haven't looked at it. Maybe I need to do that. Because you got some games being played, like Coastal Carolina and West by God, Virginia, etc. We'll see. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll contact Rob in the 210 and see if there's anything he likes there. And, of course, Brad's always with us on Fridays, but Rob in the 210. Matter of fact, let me pull up a couple of Brad's most recent tweets. And here is one. Combined record of this year's Sweet 16. 465-100 straight up, 82%. Against the spread, 60%. Every single 1, 2, and 3 seed made it. Favorites in the second round went a perfect 16-0 straight up. Again, that's straight up. 15 of the 16 teams in his power ratings entering the tournament are in the Sweet 16. And other than an Oregon team that has won and covered 10 straight. Oh, and here's another one, everybody. Remember I told you last week and then Brad came on with us Friday. Brad put down 5,200 to win 2,000. Again, some of the pros now, they're not afraid to bet a lot to win a little. Now, again, $2,000 is not a little, but relatively speaking, you had to put up $5,200 to win $2,000. Regular Joes never think like that and will never do that. That's a pure professional Las Vegas thing, right? And his bet is this, and it's still alive. The field has to win and not do the tournament. Somebody in the field's got to win it, not Duke, though. He's betting that Duke will not ultimately win it. Do you realize Sunday afternoon in that UCF game how close he was to going ahead and cashing and getting his 2K? He was seconds away. He was a stupid alley-oop away. He was a Zion Williamson and an R.J. Barrett foul away. He was a rigged system away from going ahead and not even needing the Sweet 16 to collect on his $5,200 investment to win 2K. Brad was close. But I tell you what, knowing Brad, I think he's encouraged. Seeing what happened in that UCF game probably encourages him because he feels like the odds are with him that he will collect. So we'll see. Bet a lot to win a little. How many people even ever think that way out there in this audience? Very few think that way. And it's dangerous. I mean, there's a reason why most people don't think that way. It's very dangerous. You better be a very confident pro and know what you're doing if you're going to do that. And that's what Brad is. He's a very confident pro. Tomorrow, Gator Dave Buck, if I can confirm him, and also Griff tomorrow. That is the list. Sorry about the streaming. We've been working on it all morning. The guys have, and we'll try and get that right for you. At Crazy Charlie 615, follow him. All the archives, everything he puts up on Twitter. At Billis King on Twitter. Have a good Monday. Lodge Pop.